God bless all you wonderful listeners out there. We know that you're there because over 1,000 of you visit us every month. God bless you, and you're welcome to always email us. The email address is at the bottom of the page that you clicked on to get this sermon. Father, you're so wonderful. You're so glorious. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom again. Thank you for that sermon that he and I got to listen to and audition to put up on the web in a few days. It blessed our hearts, and we just thank you for the wonderful, fabulous Holy Ghost who does these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we just thank you. Lord, I praise you, and I glorify that wonderful name, the name of all names. Father, your wonderful Son, oh, that gift that through his shedding his blood upon that cross, this day that I may live and others may live by accepting that wonderful, acknowledge him as a Lord and Savior. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful gift. Oh, that gift of eternal life, so special. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. And we glorify the name. And Father, I want to thank you again for the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit from heaven is so wonderful. Lord, I thank you for what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. I truly believe that we're in the last days, because Jesus, in 24th chapter of Matthew and Luke also, he says, when these things do come to pass, but says this generation shall not pass away till these things be fulfilled. I really believe now we're at the starting of the 10 nations coming to pass. And I believe that our president made this available right now, what he's went through, the prize he got is a sort of a faulty one, but because it's iron made for him. But I believe that he's in that picture. And also the man from England that wants to be with him, and they're right there at that spot. And these 10 toes go all over the world. And when this comes to pass, the Antichrist will be able to come in and set up his kingdom. And this is ready to unfold. It'll be done before Israel will come to that place where God shall come down. And actually, the Mount Olivet will split in two. It's going to be the biggest earthquake it's ever been right there at that time. It's going to be a time when it's going to take 7 years to pick up remains on that valley. These things are on the agenda as things come to pass. Before it comes to pass, and know this, the last days, perilous times shall come. I believe I'm seeing things happen that I've never seen before. All my life, I've never seen in this country things happen, which is happening now. I really believe that God is at the helm. God positions all these things to take place. He lets us do the work sometimes with our involvement in improper wastes and things that we bring problems. We know that. But God allows it because he has to bring this day to pass because Jesus is coming soon. And in the time frame, it's going to be actually a 2,000 years period of time. From the time of Jesus, this takes place. There's 6,000 years. The last 1,000 years is going to be the millennial reign. There's 7,000 years will be, 7,000 years will be exactly right. God works in specifics. Hear me today, out there, God works in specifics. God knows exactly where you are. God knows where you're going to be tomorrow. God knows all. He makes the sun to shine, the stars in heaven. But I have to say that I believe that men are sort of messing up in space because that's God's handiwork. I read it the other day. All this is God's handiwork. And man shouldn't learn to, we're not to mess with it. That's the way I see it. That's God's. He set this up. He don't just live in heaven. He's down here with us. You know, that's hard to understand, but he's there. I went to that funeral yesterday. He was right there in that funeral. He knows all that takes place. He knows where you're going to be. It's happened to me time and time again. That day says, for this will happen this day at this time, and it happened. Now, how would God know all that? He knows, foreknows everything, and God has always been right. He is exactly right on his prophetic word. It's real. It's faithful. He's faithful to those that trust in Him. In this last days, to start trusting in the living God. That's what it's all about. Sure, perilous times are going to come. We're going to see trouble, but God's going to be greater. The enemy comes in like a flood. Yea, I, the Lord thy God, shall raise up a standard against him. Be strong, Lord, and power him up, put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Jeremiah 33 and thee, call unto me, and I'll answer thee. And this still goes on. Show you great and mighty things that you know not. Greater is he that's in you than what you face. Now what we face, perilous times, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes. And I believe there's going to be a lot worse things that's going to happen on this West Coast than what's happening on the East Coast too. And in between, there's some things that's on the agenda that's going to take place. We just ought to all be strong in the Lord and stay strong with Him. Don't let it bother you at all. Your faith is in the Lord. It's not what's going to take place. A young man came yesterday and was telling me about all these things he was involved in, seeing happen in the church and all that. I told him, I said, I don't really want to hear it. I don't want to discourage you, but I said, that's what the trouble is. We are looking at the things when we don't look those things. We don't live above the things that we can help in these things that's so easily beset us. So easily thus beset us. We take these things and put too much gravity, too much anointing, time from heaven, and oh, we got a problem. We don't need to talk about this problem. This problem is going to be, it's going to be this, this. No. I sit, my eyes going to Jesus. Oh, Lord, you are the answer. Oh, I thank you that I live in this time because I can help arises above this problem. Greater is me and him than the problem is. You got to learn to reestablish yourself. It's going to be wonderful. But the people that can't understand this, there's no way you're going to be able to do it without God's Spirit. You got to put the attention on God. God will not share his glory with nobody else. We can't get it from man or nobody. We need to give him the glory. We need to praise him. I will bless the Lord at all. It goes to that same old psalm or psalms. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. And knowing the time, I will bless the Lord at all times. Well, what problem? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually, even through that, continually be in my mouth. It's not going to stop me from praising God. It's not going to detour me. It's going to be a stronger for him because I know there's problems here, but I know one that's bigger than the problem. And that's what we got to start knowing. Brother Clint got an email, I guess, today on a man who had a wife that he loved so much. And I appreciate his love for her. But I do know that all of us, in all things, the Bible says, he that loveth husband, wife, sister, brother, more than me is not worthy of me. Now, Jesus wouldn't have put that in the word if it had some meaning to it. This is not the first time I've seen this, but I remember people that had, oh, they could not live without this person. God would take that person home. Because God's too interested about us, the person here, to get straightened up. You love her, but you can't love her more than God. God's very singular in this. He wants to be first. He's worthy of this position because he made us. In Psalms 100, it says, we're the cheapest fact. He's the one that's made us. The 100th Psalm, he is the one that made us. Not we ourselves. We're the cheapest pasture and gates with thanksgiving, enters courts with praise. That's where the problem's been. Satan has elevated himself up to a place he's not to be there. God is positionless. Covetous. Boasters. Did you ever see where there's so much boastful type people? There's people, if you've ever been around where people are, they will want to be the first person, the highest. This sort of a pecking system in the world, who's going to be on top? But see, that doesn't work out always right. God is the leader. And God even positions his pastors, his people, his teachers. And the gifts don't come from man. The gift come from who it should be, from the Lord. God distributes these gifts as He sees it, not as we see it. God is His church. And we need to remember that God positions all people. Sometimes we have to get rid of these things for these things to take place in our life. Blasphemers. That's a lot of that blasphemy in the world today. We see it just, it's terrible. Ugliness, that we don't want disobedient to parents. And I think this day that we're really seeing a lot of that. We also see the reverse. There's parents, the Bible says, not fathers raise up, not be ye, chastise your children more than they can have able to handle. We have to remember there's a, for your kids to mind, you got to be worthy to make them, it's a two-way street. But it says disobedient to parents. I believe as we go more and more, we're going to see more divided homes. And we're going to see more of the, go one step farther. There's going to be homes that are going to have same sex in the parents. And I think that's terrible. It's going to happen because the Antichrist is soon going to be. And these are perilous times. That's terrible. But it's going to take place. Unthankful. Proud. I want to say proud first. Proud is a thing that we all... Bible said that we have to humble ourselves in the mighty hand of God that He might exalt us in due time. We of God's people, we must learn to humble ourselves. That's what's wrong. No, why they don't get any distance with God, because they got the first step is humbling yourself. Putting yourself to the lowest position and God will lift you up. He says, when you sit you sit back in the back where nobody, you don't take that place of authority until God pushes you there. And I truly believe that. But humbling is a big thing. It shows humility. It's something that in you, it's you're not placing yourself as the first one. You got to only do it through the choice of God putting you in that place. It's something that we all have to work in and over, because without it, we suffer loss. We suffer defeat. We suffer the part of our prayers not being answered. And the greater than that, we do not win any souls. And we need to all be soul winners. That's we're to win other people by our lives, shining that we'll win souls. Most, I'd have to say, 90% of almost all people, the lives come in contact with because of where I live. They come and ask me what I had. And I give it to the Lord. But I think those is what we need to all. We're a light that shines. And when we live, it's where we work, where we handle ourselves, all these things, we display God's child. We display what we want to be. When we display it to a world that does not know these things, if we're not there to shine, they don't know it. But we're there as that shining light that God says, hey, my child, I'm going to put you down in this mess. But just, you don't let the mess bother you, and I'm going to help you. I'll be right by your side, and I'll never leave you. Come on, sit up. I'll come on. Glory. He'll not leave you. He'll bless you. He'll keep you. And He will help you. You don't have to be disturbed. Disobedience, unthankful, unholy. You know, we have a Bible plan that says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. What would we say holiness was? Does it mean you go to, because you go to church, that makes you holy? Well, that should be the part you do because you're holy. I truly believe that. But your encounter with God and your dedication to Him will be help you to become holy as a child to Him. Because your holiness is part of God. What we call holy, see, God doesn't have any of these bad things in Him. His whole being is above reproach. So there's love, there's peace, there's gentle. He can't lie. He's not one that can lie. He never cheats. He's always right. He's never fretful. all these things that we find, these imperfections in ourselves that we can work on in God's time, and this helps us to become a little better. We grow from glory into glory. And glory is pretty gory, and glory is going to be greater. But we need to grow in these things without natural affection. We need to be ourselves. We need to be ourselves. We need to be, see, each one of us is God's glory. We don't have to be someone else. We just let ourselves grow to be naturally with the Lord. I think too many times we try to, even as Christians, we try to pattern ourselves after someone. When we're doing it wrong, we need to pattern ourselves after God, after Jesus, the love of God that brings us into perfection. It takes away our haughty spirit, takes away our envy, our jealousness, all these things that cause us to become blemishes in the eyes of the Lord. But to see it isn't just the Lord that sees it. The world sees it if those things are in us. Because we are like a glass. You can see through it. When we live for the Lord, everybody can see through us. Because if we got an imperfection, it comes out. So we got to be above reproach. We're going to have blemishes until we get the right inward man. We grow from this as we take in God's word, take in His love by praying. I will pray. It says, praying always. That helps us come into the glory of God. We take on His nature. We take on His image. His faithfulness. You know, that's one thing about God. He's so faithful. And that's one thing that we all should be. That's an easy one. Try to be. It's faithful. I'm a good one to say it, but when I worked, I was pretty faithful in getting somewhere on time. And I hope I did a faithful job. That's part of being faithful. But anything that we do, we need to be faithful in that commitment. Truth breakers. But you see that in the world today, people don't keep their word. They actually are what you would call liars. False accusers. It's easy for some people, and that's why Christians right there, we need to curb ourselves, not say something bad about someone else, even if it's the truth. We should not accuse the brethren. I believe this. We need to give them a second or third or fourth chance, maybe more than that, because God gave us a lot of chances to be here. And if we have been blessed, we need to bless others. So we turn away a, I see no evil. I hear no evil. My grandmother used to have these three little monkeys. I see no evil. I hear no evil. I speak no evil. And that's pretty much the way we should be. I never will forget those three little monkeys. My grandmother said, that's for you little boys should do that. My brother and I, we were a little bit mischievous sometimes. She said, now you just do that because that's going to help you. But as later on, I found that out. You know, by our words, we're justified of our words are condemned. I've learned it more and more that if I keep my mouth shut, the better off I am. Be quiet. Be quick to hear. And slow to, especially now when my ear is getting bad, I learn not to respond to what I think I hear because I'm probably heard it wrong. It just makes me be sure to keep my mouth shut. To be safe, just keep your mouth shut. When you keep your mouth shut, then you can have communication with God. See why we don't hear from God? Because we're too busy talking. You gotta wait. It means our mind doesn't have nothing in it. And we're waiting upon the Lord. As I wait, I renounce all the trash, the things that gets my mind to wandering, and I make my mind come into attention as if I was standing before God. And with that, you start learning to come this way. That God is right. You don't see Him, but He's right here before me. He is real. When we come, we need to have that awe of Him. That attention. Oh, I feel His closeness right now. He is in this room. He's here to help you. That gentleman called in. You know, right now, where you are, if you can hear this tape, you know that you just need to keep going on for the Lord, but you need to really remember how you loved your wife and how you cherished her. But you must remember that God also wants your love to Him also. And I know you're going through a time of troubles, a time of that's hard to go through this, but God will be with you. But I know what the Scripture said, if we love, Jesus said, if you love your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband, your child, or whatever more than me, you're not worthy of me. And I've seen this many times when I've known people just like you were, and I've seen this happen to them. God loves you so much, He don't want to lose you, and you and her will be united in heaven. It's going to be a wonderful day. But you got to remember that this hour is tough. I know it. But remember, God is the one that can help you. You need to put Him first in every part of your life. And you'll receive rejoicing in Him when you do this. You'll receive such fellowship, such a favor from heaven that'll help you. You'll feel the glory cloud come upon you, and you'll feel this stress from this loss of that loved one will go away, and you'll know you'll one day you'll meet her, you'll see her as she is. I believe it. And you'll be there, and it'll be a time of rejoicing in heaven. And you must stay true to God now while you're here to meet her there. And that's something we all must do. We all must stay true, I believe, until the time that God takes us home. Despisers of those that are good. You know, I have to say that about 30, 35 years ago, I had, in church, no trouble at all. But when I started to really try to be an overcomer, I really started having trouble at church. But it got so bad. Before, I was always asked to pray every closing prayer. From then on, nothing. Despisers of those that are good. I believe Satan does it. If you try to live a holy life, someone that's above will make you despise that person. And I don't know why. It's just the powers of darkness around us. We live in a world that these things can happen. Despisers of those that are good. Now, why should people despise those that are good? I truly believe it's because something's wrong within their hearts. They wish they had that person, but they cannot. They have to justify, say something ugly about them because they're not where they should be themselves. And I truly believe that. I believe that we all have to read this book and follow it. It's like a roadmap that leads to heaven. If I was going to Dallas, Texas, which I have many times, I have to follow, make this turn. I'd just get on this road till you get on the interstate. And in Los Angeles, maybe. Then I'd want to get on Interstate 10. And pretty soon I get to, into Texas, I want to get on Interstate 20. But you have to, each one of these places, you've got to make the right turn. And with the serving the Lord is the same way. If you make the wrong turn, you've got to go back and start off where you started, left off at. I truly believe that. And sometimes you have to go back, even a little farther back, because you've lost ground. And I truly believe that we must follow those directions that God gives us. He gives us that glory cloud. He gives us the anointing of God. Oh, the Spirit of God is alive, real. That we can have that faithful one that walks beside us. Our steps can be ordered by the Lord. He delighteth our path. He will keep us through the times of trouble. He'll walk by your side. He'll put His face to shine upon you, to watch over you, to shelter you, to protect you. That all no one else can do that but the Lord thy God. And He will help us in the times of troubles. I remember in Texas one time, I was loading the machine up one morning by myself. about 6 o'clock in the morning, it was still dark, and I had the lights on the truck. Back in those days, we had lights. And 1955, I think it was, way back then. The truck was a cab over, and it was a good-sized truck, and a road just like we have now on the older, but it was a good truck in those days. And there's a road that came in that was paved, and the road where I loaded up was a dirt road. And I backed up this dirt road on the pavement. There was no traffic at all, none. And I still didn't see nothing. But this fellow was driving with no lights. The Spirit of God says, jump, jump. And I jumped as high as I could jump. And I remember if I hadn't done what the Spirit said, I fell into the windshield of that car, and I seen his face. He actually accelerated, and I rolled me off the side. He took off, never did turn his lights on. I don't know how I drove, but he was on the road. But if it hadn't been that, I'd have been killed, because if I'd have stayed like I was, he'd have run over the top of me. I've been out of absence for a long time ago. But God knows where we are. He's there to help us. Traitors, heady, high-minded. And this high-minded, I really truly believe that's where we're at. We're trying to minister in ourselves when we not have the mind of God to be able to do it. As I search the Scripture, He wants to even help us in the Word. He wants to help us in ministry. He wants us not to all come from the flesh. If I can think it through, it's from the flesh, basically. You don't have to do that, but I'm just saying, myself, if I can think it through, I don't do it. I know there's a starting point, and God will bless you where we are, but myself, if I know, if I write something down, I know that much about mine. I may maybe give it a starting point, but I don't try to follow notes very much. I try to follow the will of God. And I believe this Bible here is holy. It's the infallible Word of God. It's faithful. This Word will never pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but it says His Word will not pass away. There'll be tongues, there'll be all these things shall pass away, but the Word of God shall live on forever. You abide in me, and my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done. We need to hide. David said, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I will hide the word of God. I will love the Lord. It says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction, for righteousness, that the man of God may be perfectly furnished unto all good works. This word will help us. And from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. This is God's glory. This is the pattern that He has given us. Ourselves, we'll make mistakes. And even the best, we sometimes make mistakes. That's why we need to take more earnest heed to the things that we've heard, lest any time we let them slip. We need to follow this word. The engrafted word of God will bring us through perilous times, through the days of discouragement. How many times this last days people are going to get discouraged? They're going to be sickness. All the things are going to come to pass. And if God's here today, these things will come to pass. There's going to be troubles. What's happened this year is a lot more up to date than it did last year. And we'll see it as the times go by. It's leading up to the time of the Lord's coming. Be not fearful, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. God wants to put His love upon you. God wants to bless you, even greater than you've ever been blessed. You need to seek Him in Him greater, and God will use you for His glory. God's here to enable you that you might walk in His calling, in His comfort. 2 Corinthians, blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies, and the God of all comfort. The God of all comfort, who comfort us in all of our tribulations. Remember that. When tribulation comes, God will comfort you in all of your tribulation, that He may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith ourselves are comforted of, comforted of by God. By the comfort that God gives us, He wants us also to give back to those round about to comfort their hearts, to be a blessing. You let your light shine to help them, to move upon them as God will move. See, it's like God touches us, but when we help touch someone else, it's like a multiplication takes place. As we give out, God fills us. As we give out, God refills us. As He takes out, that's where we breathe. We push out. That's where you learn to breathe. We take that breath of air that is so valuable that we have. God's the same way. That breath of air, we got to have Him. That breath of air fills us with His power. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you this day in a mighty way. You need to walk in victory. You need to have your faith totally. You need to be in God's place at all times. You need to be waiting upon Him. And I believe everybody needs to, whatever you are, whatever degree you are with the Lord, you need to be ready. Whatever takes place, there'll be no shock to you. You're going to be there, and God's going to bless you, and God's going to make His face to shine upon you. You'll be the lamp that will be showing. You'll let your light shine. You as wherever you are in China, South Africa, you can be that light that shines. Whenever everybody else is shaken, you're not going to be shaken. You're going to stand in Him. You're going to believe through faith that all things are going to work out as God's before you. Who can be against us? Greater is He that's within you. He is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. All these things. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Come unto me, all you that weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest in your soul. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you this day. Make His face shine upon you, that you might encourage you this day forevermore. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Brother Clint, take over.
Lord, we want to thank You that these listeners are going to become lights where they are in Jesus' name, and let this message go into us. We just praise You. Amen.